Yo, what is up YouTube? It's your boy T-Hatch coming back at you with another video. Today, as you can see, we are talking about the 2020 election here in the United States of America happening tomorrow. Yes, today is November 2nd, the day prior to Election Day. It is almost coming to an end, folks. As you can see from the title, I believe we need to prepare for pandemonium. I think things are going to get pretty wild, pretty chaotic, at least in some places and at least in a few different ways, which I will get into here shortly. Before we get into the video, I just want to say if you guys enjoy this channel and want to help it grow, the absolute best way to do so is to simply share this with your friends. So definitely consider leaving a like, subscribe if you want to see more content like this. And if you never want to miss a video that I post, definitely hit that notification bell so you'll get a notification every time I post a video. So with all that out the way, let's start talking about this election. And the first thing I want to talk about today, the day prior to Election Day, is what we can expect, what the polling is showing us, and the best predictions that we have to this point of what we can expect the results to look like on Election Day. Obviously, this is not going to be perfect. This is not going to be an exact match. Things will be different, but this is the best indication we have currently. So I'm going to show you a clip from 538.com as I explain this, but this is my favorite gauge for the election, my favorite graph, if you will, to show the likely scenarios of what's going to happen. So as you can see here, in 90 out of 100 cases, 100 scenarios, I should say, Joe Biden will win the election based on the Electoral College. So looking at this, 90% of scenarios go toward Joe Biden, 10% go toward Trump. And the reason I love this on 538.com is one, they are one of the most reliable polling sources. But beyond that, you can also see not just the percentage chance, but also what those electoral maps would look like. So you can actually look over these different scenarios and see, okay, if this state goes towards Trump, that's how it happens there. If this state goes towards Biden, that's how it's happening here. So it makes it a lot easier to understand what's going on instead of just hearing, oh, this pollster came up with this prediction and he says Biden's winning for sure. I'm not interested in that, and I don't think you are either, so I definitely recommend going and checking out 538.com. I will link that below so you can investigate this for yourself, but I wanted to kind of get on the same page as far as where the election is at, what things are looking like at this point the day before Election Day. So now that we see 90% of electoral map scenarios go toward Biden, what does that leave for Trump? Well, this leaves the only realistic path to a Trump victory being through the Supreme Court in conjunction with his voter suppression efforts. For more, I actually want to hear from Ari Berman during an interview he had with Democracy Now!, which I will link below. I definitely recommend checking out this entire interview. I had to pick and choose some things to put in this video here, but I would go watch that entire interview. I think it's great stuff that you should see as well. But let's see this first clip here.
Ari, welcome back to Democracy Now! Explain these Supreme Court decisions that just took place yesterday and in the last few days.
Hi, Amy. Good to be back. So there were a flurry of decisions from the Supreme Court, and it's very unusual for the Supreme Court to be hearing cases about voting rules in which tens of millions of people are already voting, and the election day is only a week away. And so there were three major rulings. In Wisconsin, the Supreme Court said that ballots must be received by Election Day. But in Pennsylvania and North Carolina, they essentially said the opposite, which is that in Pennsylvania, ballots postmarked by Election Day could be received 3 days after. In North Carolina, ballots postmarked by Election Day could be received up to 9 days after. But these victories are only preliminary victories. In the Pennsylvania case, Samuel Alito basically said Pennsylvania Republicans should try to challenge this after the election. We might throw those ballots out, which is stunning that you have a justice on the Supreme Court basically saying, come back to us and we'll throw those votes out that are going to be disproportionately cast by Democrats. They're going to be legal under Pennsylvania law. And so my message to voters in these states and other states is drop your ballot off. It's too late to mail your ballots back. in states like Wisconsin that have election day deadlines, and 30 states have a deadline of election day for when your ballot has to be received. But even if you live in a state like Pennsylvania and North Carolina, don't leave it to chance that your vote can be thrown out. If you drop your ballot off, or if you vote early in person or on election day, there is certainty that your votes will be counted. You do not have that same certainty given the composition of the Supreme Court with ballots arriving after election day.
All right, so as you heard, there is a concerted effort to suppress the vote, and that effort is in full swing at this moment. We have seen from Donald Trump weakening the postal system here in the United States. We have also seen multiple efforts to try and, one, of course, ram through a Supreme Court nominee in the hopes that they can get rulings through that will limit the number of mail-in ballots that get counted. That is the main issue that is happening at the current moment, and we could see further issues arise after the election as some of these decisions start to get contested. So beyond that, or rather beyond the decisions made by Trump and Amy Coney Barrett, they have both expressed the expressed purpose, I should say, of getting votes excluded from the final vote count and to challenge the results of the election in the Supreme Court. This is the expressed purpose, the expressed plan from Amy Coney Barrett and Donald Trump. Here's more from Ari on that situation.
And could you talk, Ari, about some of your concerns regarding Amy Coney Barrett, her record on voting rights and what role she might play in the event that this election is disputed, as many are anticipating it will be?
I'm extremely concerned about Amy Coney Barrett's record on voting rights. At her confirmation hearing, she refused to answer very basic questions about the protection of the right to vote. She refused to say whether voter intimidation is illegal, which it is. She refused to say whether the president of the United States had the power to delay the election, which he does not. She refused to acknowledge the continued existence of voter suppression, which everyone knows still exists. So she refused to answer these very, very basic questions about voting rights. She has written opinions in the past that are very concerning, saying, for example, that people with past felony convictions should be able to own guns but not be able to vote. And she comes at a moment when President Trump is saying that he wants her confirmed to the court so she can be the deciding vote to challenge the counting of ballots, which is just so incredibly disturbing in a democracy that you would appoint someone on the court with the express purpose of her not counting votes that are cast by your opponent. And so the prospect of her, first off, not recusing herself, even though she was confirmed just 8 days before the election, which at the time 60 million people had voted, but then the fact that she could be the deciding vote on one of these cases. And the last thing I'll say about Amy Coney Barrett is, Amy Coney Barrett, Brett Kavanaugh, and John Roberts all worked on the Florida 2000 recount for George W. Bush. So they all have a track record of doing whatever it takes to count Republican votes, but stopping Democratic votes from counting. And that's exactly the situation President Trump wants to happen again.
So as you heard there, Amy Coney Barrett and Trump are on record asking for voter suppression. Beyond that, there are major concerns and major connections between the current Supreme Court justices and the Bush legal team that contested the Bush versus Gore election. Here's more info on that.
In addition to that, Ari, Clarence Thomas is the only remaining judge who gave the election to Bush in 2000. And you add to that these three Supreme Court justices, as you said, Roberts, Kavanaugh, and Barrett, who are veterans of the Bush legal team in 2000, Bush v. Gore. So to get to five, they only need one more vote, and you've got the ultra-conservatives Gorsuch and Alito.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's not hard to imagine another Bush v. Gore scenario. And the really shocking thing about Brett Kavanaugh's opinion in the Wisconsin case, which was so sloppy and so inaccurate, was that he actually cited Bush v. Gore in his opinion. And the Supreme Court in Bush v. Gore has explicitly said, don't cite this as a precedent. So Kavanaugh not only cited the case as a precedent when the Supreme Court said not to, it had only been cited once in 20 years by Clarence Thomas. And then Brett Kavanaugh, who worked on the Florida 2000 recount for George W. Bush, cites Bush v. Gore as a precedent for potentially throwing out Democratic votes in the future. So they've been very open about their plans here. The Republican Party wants to rerun Bush versus Gore.
Republicans want to rerun Bush versus Gore. Let that one sink in. Because what is happening here is we are watching before our eyes the GOP, Donald Trump, and the Supreme Court having an expressed purpose that they want to contest this election, that they want to suppress the vote and not hear the voice of the American people. This is absolutely ridiculous. What it shows is that they very well understand that they are not winning this election based on the votes of the American people, but rather that their only path to victory is to strike votes from the final count and to reverse the decision in the Supreme Court if necessary. That is the plan here, and that is absolutely unconscionable. That the acting president of the United States, not acting, he is the president of the United States, the current president of the United States, feels it's okay to suppress the vote and openly contest the results of the election. This is unbelievable. So as you can see, it appears to be a concerted effort by Republicans to delegitimize and steal the U.S. election. Having the active president of the United States delegitimize our democracy is unacceptable. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, I'm on neither side. I hate them both. But this is absolutely unacceptable. We cannot stand for voter suppression. We cannot stand for a president who wants to steal the election. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Beyond voter suppression, voter intimidation is also in play this year. They're all in on voter intimidation. I'm going to show you a video here of a Texas Trump supporter attempting murder so that he can get praise from Daddy Trump. Here's the video.
FBI is investigating after motorists with Trump 2020 flags surrounded and harassed a Biden campaign bus driving down a Texas highway. Video shows one truck swerving into a car reportedly full of Biden campaign workers. Trump defended the drivers, tweeting, "These patriots did nothing wrong," and that the FBI should instead investigate Antifa.
So as you can see, this truck rams into a car full of Biden campaign workers, I believe. I just genuinely can't believe this. I genuinely can't believe that there are people out there who are so absorbed in this election and getting Donald Trump elected that they think it's a good decision to ram their truck into an SUV full of other people. I don't care if they're Biden supporters. I don't care if they disagree with you. You don't ram your truck into an SUV full of people on the freeway. That is attempted murder. Open your eyes to the fact that this is voter intimidation. Do you know what followed this attempted murder? Three Biden campaign events in Texas were canceled because their lives are in danger. If that's not voter intimidation, I don't know what is. The literal threat of physical violence, the threat of your life being taken because of political alliances? Are you insane? I don't get this. I don't get this. And this is absolutely unacceptable. Trump, shortly after this video was posted, tweeted out, quote, "I love Texas." He also added, quote, "These patriots did nothing wrong and the FBI should instead investigate Antifa." He's still on this Antifa thing as if it's an organization, even when the FBI, who already has been investigating Antifa, said that it's more an ideology than a group, much like the Boogaloo for the right-wingers. It's an ideology, not a group. Get your head around it, but here's the thing, he does have his head around it. He does have his head around it. This is an expressed statement that is meant to fuel this lunacy from his supporters. What we are watching is literal fascist tactics in action, using the threat of physical violence towards your political opponents. Unbelievable. This is being supported by the President of the United States. Sick, disgusting. Beyond that, far-right militias are making plans to show up to polling places armed on Election Day. Here's a quote from an article written by Ashley Coleman of Business Insider, and I will link that article, of course. Quote, far-right groups are planning to patrol polling sites on Election Day, some of them armed, causing experts to worry about the possibility of violent clashes and voter intimidation. Further quotes, quote, Stuart Rhodes, the leader of a far-right group called the Oath Keepers, told the Los Angeles Times on Saturday that his members would, quote, be out on Election Day to protect people who are voting, end quote. He said some would be carrying concealed weapons. Quote, a QAnon-affiliated group has also been talking on Telegram, describing, quote, heavily armed MAGA patriots preparing for Election Day, according to the Times. The Times, in turn, cited the site intelligence group, which tracks extremists online. So that is where the Times found this from. That is the end of the quotes from that Business Insider article. Again, I will link that below so you can read for yourselves. But the point here is that you need to be prepared for any and everything on Election Day, as it is going to get out of control very quickly. Best case scenario, we have voter suppression and voter intimidation ahead of time. Worst case scenario, we have those plus voter intimidation at the polling places with armed far-right militias. Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. And beyond that, in our worst case scenario, we would have the results of the election be contested by the President of the United States, sending it to the Supreme Court, where they rammed through a justice to make sure that they had a 6-3 conservative majority, so that if it is contested, well, of course, it's going to go conservative. No question about that. I think you can see that as easily as I can. You need to be prepared for what's going to happen. And of course, none of us can predict what's going to happen. I hope we get our best case scenario where it's only voter suppression and only voter intimidation ahead of time. But we need to prepare for the worst case scenario. And the worst case scenario is that these far-right militias don't just show up, but feel like they need to act. Which would be horrific, terrible, something that literally nobody wants. The only people who want that are these wackos in these far-right militias. It's not right. And really, the only thing I want to say is that I hope you stay safe. You know, I hope the voice of the American people can be heard on Election Day. And I hope that we can maintain peace and order through what appears to be impending chaos. I really, really, really hope that nobody gets hurt on Election Day. And of course, we should all be able to hope that. We should all be able to agree on that. Unfortunately, some people in this country don't right now. So let's hope that we can all stay safe. Let's hope that the voice of the American people can be heard. And let's hope that we can maintain the rule of law through what is going to be a very chaotic election and potentially not a peaceful transfer of power. So let's keep our eyes on this. Let's stay together as the American people and realize that regardless of what presidential candidate you want to win, which I want neither, regardless of which candidate you want to win, the most important thing that we maintain through Election Day is the rule of law and our democracy. That must maintain. So with all that out the way, that's everything I have to add to this topic. I definitely appreciate you watching the video, especially if you're one of the few who made it all the way to the end here. So shout out to you. All that out the way, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Peace.